Bald woman speaks out against social media comments. A woman who spent 17 years hiding her hair loss said she hoped her online discussions will help social media trolls realise the hurt their words caused. Laura Mathias of Essex said people were bombarded with images of what society believed they should look like. Ms. Mathias, who has alopecia, tells of her pride at being a bald woman. "I hope how I feel reaches the people whose words made me feel awful," she said. She spreads her message through TED Talks, recorded public speaking presentations, originally given at TED, Technology, Entertainment and Design events. The 33-year-old kept her alopecia diagnosis a secret for 17 years. She tells the audience, "Every day we're bombarded with images of aesthetically appealing humans on our screens in print media. These images of slim, smooth, able-bodied and appropriately hairy humans that have been mere annoyances to me growing up as a chubby kid became an actual torment to me at the age of 13 when my hair started falling out in clumps. Movies make me a villain, a tragic ill kid, or sometimes an inhuman creature." Ms. Mathias was diagnosed with the autoimmune condition by a doctor who said it was caused by stress. She kept her hair loss a secret for 17 years, but, during the pandemic, found the confidence to leave home without her wig. "I don't need to be fixed. It's a problem in society that we judge people how they look rather than who they are as a person," Ms. Mathias says. During the time she had spent campaigning on behalf of people with visible disabilities, she had never done something as formal as this. "Every time I speak about my visible disability, my visible disability and my hair loss, I hope I can be changing the experience of another person who felt how I did," she added. "I don't expect people to rip off their wig, but this TED Talk is one piece of representation I didn't have as a 13-year-old. For those who would like more, we have sourced help on alopecia. Advice on managing alopecia. Hair loss caused by telogen effluvium tends to self-resolve, and for some cases of mild alopecia areata, there may be no need for treatment, as the hair can sometimes grow on its own, according to Dr. Lila Asfaw of the British Association of Dermatologists. Some treatments can help encourage hair growth, such as corticosteroid creams or injections or tablets, depending on the extent of hair loss, she says. There are also new therapies called JAK inhibitors, which help fight inflammation to improve hair growth, and two medications called ritlecitinib and baricitinib, which have now been licensed specifically for the treatment of severe alopecia areata. But Dr. Asfaw stresses it's important to speak to your doctor before taking any treatments. "While these treatments can improve hair growth, they are not a cure for the condition," she says. "It's important to remember that hair loss itself is also a source of stress for many people. Psychological support for people with hair loss can help manage this." Amy Johnson from Alopecia UK says, "Experiencing hair loss can be very distressing and lead to feelings of anxiety and depression for some people. We recommend people visit their GP for advice, and if they are unable to diagnose, ask for a referral to see a dermatologist to seek a firm diagnosis and discuss any possible treatment options." She says Alopecia UK's website includes links to peer support and adds, "Being in touch with others who have gone through the same can really help navigate what is, for many, a difficult journey."